From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung begins receiving policy briefings from government ministries and agencies, with citizen panels joining the live stream sessions. U.S. President Donald Trump drops his proposed Strait of Hormuz transit fee, claiming that Middle East leaders pledged to make massive investments in the U.S. instead. And next year's minimum wage is set at 10,701, or around $7.20 per hour, up 3.7% from this year. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. President Lee Jae-myung has begun receiving policy briefings from government ministries and agencies, with the sessions broadcast live and joined by citizen panels representing various groups. In opening remarks on Wednesday, Lee said the government had achieved many results over the past year, while urging ministries to focus on carrying out remaining policy tasks during the rest of his term. Lee emphasized that the remaining 3 years and 11 months of his term will be more important, calling on ministries to ensure that policies are implemented in line with the government's national agenda. The briefings followed the first round held in December last year, began with economic-related ministries, including the Ministry of Economy and Finance, the Ministry of Budget and Planning, and the Financial Services Commission. During the session, Lee stressed the need to improve corporate governance and advance the country's asset market beyond its heavy reliance on real estate. U.S. President Donald Trump has reversed his proposed 20% transit fee on all cargo passing through the Strait of Hormuz. Trump told reporters that leaders in the Middle East, specifically kings and emirs of Gulf states, called him to propose an alternative of making massive investments in the United States. Rosenbach has more.
So I put it out yesterday. I thought it was good. I was called by different
U.S. President Donald Trump has dropped his plan to charge a 20% fee on all ships transiting through the Strait of Hormuz.
I was called by different people, different countries, kings and emirs and all of the people that we all know and we all love. And they've been very strong partners. And they said, we'd love to do it a different way. We'd love to invest in the United States with billions and billions of dollars and continue our record-setting.
During an Oval Office meeting with Iraq's new prime minister Tuesday, Trump explained he changed his mind and decided to accept investment deals with Gulf states instead of fees. Just a day earlier, Trump suggested that the U.S. would be paid to guard ships in the Strait at a rate equivalent to 20% of the cargo's value. The proposal briefly threatened severe economic shocks to energy-dependent nations like South Korea, which normally imports around 70% of its crude from the Middle East. South Korea is actively diversifying its oil imports to reduce its historical reliance on the region. With Iran using its control of the Strait of Hormuz as leverage, the U.S. has officially reinstated its naval blockade on Iranian ports and continued its airstrikes for the fourth consecutive day Tuesday. In an interview with Fox News, Trump threatened to strike Iran's power plants and bridges unless the Iranians finalize their peace agreement by next week. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Labor groups, the business community, and the public interest representatives have agreed to set next year's minimum wage at 10,701, or around $7.20 per hour. The decision to raise the rate by 381, or 3.7% from this year's 10,321 per hour, was reached on Tuesday during the 14th session of the Tripartite Minimum Wage Commission. Earlier, the country's two umbrella unions demanded a 16.3% increase from the current rate to 12,001 per hour, against the business side's call for a freeze at 10,321 per hour. The labor groups and the business community had narrowed the difference to 131 following 12 rounds of adjustments, and the rate of 10,701 put forth by businesses was finalized in a vote by 27 commission members. Federation of Korean Trade Unions General Secretary Yoo Ki-sub expressed disappointment that the rate increase failed to keep pace with inflation, while Yoo Ki-jung, executive director at the Korea Enterprises Federation, said small business owners were struggling to stay afloat. Prosecutors have raided the Gwangju police over allegations that those in command of the case of a murdered high school student had leaked information and destroyed evidence in collusion with the father of the suspect, Jang Yun-gi. Investigators from the Gwangju Prosecutor's Office began the search and seizure at the Gwangju Police Agency Wednesday morning to obtain documents on the entire decision-making process in the case involving the agency chief and others in the line of command. The prosecution has booked the head of the Gwangju Gwangsan Police Station, chief of its criminal investigation unit, and the team that handled the case, although Wednesday's search operation is reportedly not part of a coercive investigation, but rather a process to verify facts. A special team under the National Office of Investigation, which is separately probing the initial police handling of the case, has sent the head of the Gwangsan Police Investigation Team to the prosecution while in detention. The senior-level officer faces charges of destruction of evidence, power abuse, obstruction of right, and breach of duty after failing to obtain key evidence despite being aware of them. The Supreme Court has postponed its ruling on a series of criminal charges against former First Lady Kim Gun-hee after a special counsel team asked the court to review the recent conviction of her husband, former President Yoon Suk-yeol, in a related case. The top court announced on Wednesday that Kim's sentencing hearing was moved from Thursday morning to 2 p.m. on Friday of next week. The last-minute schedule change came a day after Special Counsel Min Jung-gi's team asked the court to review a lower court's recent ruling that convicted Yoon in a separate case involving free public opinion polls allegedly supplied by political broker Myung Tae-kyun. Min's team requested the court to delay its ruling on Kim by at least 1 month for the review. Kim was acquitted in the lower courts on charges related to receiving the opinion polls. The Ministry of Defense is reportedly considering a plan to establish a unified military academy that will integrate the Army, Navy, and Air Force academies into a single four-year institution in the central city of Daejeon. According to military sources on Wednesday, the ministry is reviewing a plan to establish the integrated military academy at Jaundae, a compound of military education and training facilities in Daejeon's Yuseong district. Under the proposal, cadets would undergo 4 years of integrated education at the new academy while receiving service-specific training in their final years to strengthen expertise in their respective branches. Jaundae is home to major military education institutions, including the Army College, Naval College, Air Force College, and the Joint Forces Military University. The initiative to establish an Armed Forces Academy is one of President Lee Jae-myung's campaign pledges, and the administration is accelerating the integration process, citing the need to enhance joint operational capabilities and prepare for future warfare. The number of people who found jobs last month rebounded to a growth of 63,000, but the employment rate continued to decline for the third straight month. According to data from the Ministry of Data and Statistics on Wednesday, the number of employed people aged 15 and older marked 29.15 million in June, adding 63,000 new jobs from a year earlier. The employment rate in June was 63.4%, down 0.2 percentage point from the same month last year, and the third consecutive year-on-year loss, with youth employment between the ages of 15 and 29 dropping by 1.7 percentage points to 43.9% to continue a streak of decline for the 26th month. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index spiked 427.58 points, or 6.24% on Wednesday, to close at 7,284.41. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.